Now, I don't know if anybody at all is going to listen to this, but if somebody does, hi, hello, my name's Cody. I'm just going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, the 2018 Royal Rumble. Congratulations to the winner of the WWE 2018 Royal Rumble match, Shinsuke Nakamura. I think that that Royal Rumble win is well-deserved, very, very, very much. I think he deserved that push, and now he's going to headline WrestleMania 34, which is probably not going to happen until March or April, around the time that it usually does. But yeah, and also a big congratulations to the winner of the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, Asuka. That's my girl right there. Well deserved. I was listening to the CM Punk podcast on, crap, what was the name of the podcast? I forget what it was. And he was talking about all the stuff that happened to him in the WWE and how they constantly kept getting him to, you know, show up and wrestle and, hey man, can you make it to this night? Can you make it to that night? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting there thinking, man, what the hell is going on, you know? Like, it makes the when you listen to this, you get so angry at the McMahons, the way that they treated Punk, that it makes you want to stop watching the show for a while. It genuinely does. It makes you want to stop watching. It's just crazy how they treated him. You know, he was saying things like, the day after surgery, they would be calling him up, asking him if he could return. And it's like, dude, let the guy recover, you know? He's not super freaking human, you know what I mean? Like, damn. But anyway, getting away from that, I made my first purchase off psychopathicmerch.com. It's a Hatchet Man collectible pin. And it got here within like a week of ordering it, and holy crap, that is insane, because I bought a Hatchet Man charm. Now, for those of you that aren't juggalos, that don't listen to Insane Clown Posse, they don't know what a charm is, it's the little necklace with the Hatchet Man on it. We call it charm, we call them charms. And when I ordered it, Psychopathic Merch used to be called Hatchet Gear, and I ordered my Hatchet charm back when it was Hatchet Gear, and it took a month and a half for me to receive my package. I ordered from Psychopathic Merch, which is the same store, just only psychopathic stuff. And I got it within like a week and a half. Very, very happy about that. Very satisfied. That is the shit. If you're a juggalo and you don't and you haven't had a chance to order anything from Psychopathic Merch, you know, and if you have the money, save up and get the money and get yourself something, because you're going to get it so much quicker and so much faster than when it was Hatchet Gear. I think it is absolutely worth it. President Trump had his very first State of the Union address tonight, and I think it was the most pro-American speech a president has given in my lifetime. Now, in my lifetime, even though I'm only 24, I've had first George Bush, Clinton, second Bush, and Obama, and now President Trump. And I would have to say, President Trump is doing everything he said he would do. I'm absolutely happy about that. I'm glad that North Korean defector was able to get out of the country safely and soundly and is in the U.S. currently. Welcome to the greatest country in the world, man. And I don't say that lightly. I mean it. Greatest country in the world is America. If you disagree, spend a year here. We're not perfect, but we're certainly better than most countries. But then again, I think any country could say that, really. But anyway, how are you? How is your... It's 3 o'clock in the morning. How is your Wednesday? January 31st. The last day of January for the year of 2018. And we're going to be hitting February. 28 days, bro. 28 days, man. So, with that being said, if anybody would like to hear me ramble about random shit, let me know if anybody hears this. If you don't know what creepypastas are, you should definitely hit them up. Creepypastas that I would recommend would be Gateway to the Mind, SuicideMouse.avi, The Russian Sleep Experiment, and a whole bunch of other ones I can't remember the names of right now. I am doing this completely unscripted. I have no idea what to talk about. I'm literally making this up as I go along. You know, I think it's really stupid, though, how people are just... You know, as a Christian, you look at the world in a certain way, and I may be a Christian, but I have to admit, there's one thing Anton LaVey was right about. Stupidity should be painful. It should be extremely painful, because George Carlin said it best, people are fucking dumb. People are fucking dumb. You know, and even Trump said that when he was running for president. Running for the presidency before he won the presidency. We got a lot of people in our country that are, quite frankly, stupid. And it's completely true. So I'm going to ramble on for maybe 10 minutes. Because I don't know if... I don't want to annoy you. If you've lasted 8 minutes, 19, 20 seconds left. Yay. My name's Cody. I'm just making this up as I go along. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns better not happen. And if it does, they better bury Roman Reigns. That's all I've got to say. Yeah, it was quite a shock to see the Hurricane and Rey Mysterio make an appearance at the Royal. I'm not going to say it's their return, because people... I don't think it's a return. I don't consider a wrestling return official until you return and stay and start doing weekly shows like everybody else. That, to me, is a full return. Not just showing up for one day like The Rock likes to do, or for a couple of weeks and then leaving. No, fuck that. And if anybody's watching this that wants to know, I fucking hate The Rock. I cannot stand The Rock. The Rock sucks as far as I'm concerned. So... You know, it's just whatever. But anyway, I'm Cody. Thank you for listening to me ramble on for 10 minutes. You can go about your day now, pay your taxes, watch porn, watch a movie, go hang out with your girlfriend, go to the movies, do whatever you want to do. If you live in America, we live in a free country where you can do whatever you want. So I say go out there and do it.